Welcome to Trash Talk.
Welcome to Trash Talk. Talking balls. Lane, what's your ball care scenario?
Well, I did just shave them the other night, so they were sticky earlier. Derek caught me pelvic thrusting. So, trying to unstick them from my leg at one point.
That's kind of the catch 22. Like, shaving your nuts, like, in the summer.
Yeah, no, like, it's kind of nice. It cools.
They get swamped.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But then you catch that breeze up the shorts, and it's like,
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
I can't wait to shave.
But you wipe your ass less, so less chafing that way.
The ass is on the backside.
Why would you? Because your ass is so wet. I thought you just wipe it less.
Shave your ass.
No, he's...
We were talking about, but now we're on balls, Derek.
Well, we're talking about balls, and then move to ass, because for some reason he conflates ass hair with coarse hair.
I didn't realize he started from the back and worked your way forward.
No, I don't go back to front. I'm not a psychopath when I wipe. That's nuts. What are you doing? What are you looking for?
It's get down. Some help.
God.
I was trying to figure out why it wasn't working. I couldn't see it because my microphone's on the other side. Either way.
Yeah. Ooh, Jenna.
Watch it.
Careful, easy.
Derek didn't fill out a college bracket. I'm a little
NCAA men's tournament bracket.
I thought you would just fill one out for fun for yourself. Like, you didn't have to join a bracket. You could just do it on ESPN, I thought. And play like with everyone.
I didn't watch any college basketball this year, hardly.
Yeah.
My favorite team sucks.
I want to check
Louisville
in.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
They fired their coach after less than 2 years.
Oh, shit. You would follow. I don't follow women's basketball at all. Have you been following Iowa State women's basketball?
I probably watched more women's college basketball than I did men's this year.
So I was at my pop's house, and he puts on ISU because he's a big college basketball guy. And he's like, Iowa State, check out Iowa State center this year. And it's like, this chick is huge. Like, I think they scouted her from the track and field team. I think she got a scholarship for like shot put or something. I mean, she is literally a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, you know? And she goes hard in the paint by just standing there because everyone else is like half her size. And when she goes down, holy shit, she goes down.
Well, I had a perfect
bracket
going for a little while until Dayton beat Nevada. So now I'm fucked. But either way, Iowa State men's basketball is a pretty good team, too.
I saw the Houston beat them, and then they beat Houston recently, so that's nice.
Yeah. They're still in the tournament, though.
I have both, actually, Iowa State and Houston meeting in the finals.
Really?
And Houston winning, though.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I have Kansas going, beating Purdue, and I don't think they'll do that.
Boo, Kansas.
I don't even know if they'll win tonight versus Samford.
Boo, Kansas.
But
Kansas,
I have them playing then Creighton.
Anyone that went to Kansas sucks. Boo, Kansas. Is it?
Okay, I didn't go there.
Kansas, right?
I didn't go to Kansas.
Yeah, but someone else did.
See, Iowa State also fucking sucks, though.
Hey,
you
didn't
even go there.
Yeah, I didn't date anybody that went there either.
Well, boo, Iowa State.
Eh.
I don't go there. I don't care about it.
Yeah, but you know someone that does.
So,
John, how big is that woman in Iowa State?
I think she's like 6'3".
Your girlfriend? I gotta get that one. Why hasn't that been brought up since before this?
Good point.
No!
Soundboard has brought no value but more fun.
Emotional damage.
And that.
Fuck.
So, what's our first topic, Derek?
First topic, Derek.
Well, speaking of sports, have you heard of the Enhanced Olympics?
Oh, Christ. Are they rebranding the Special Olympics?
Yeah, I was going to say it's not special.
Or is it Olympics with guns?
Or is
it
Olympics
like,
with guns?
Different body parts?
More guns.
Like they got
the blade
cybernetic legs? Cyborg legs?
No.
Cybernetic.
They're allowing athletes to compete
on drugs.
With a motorcycle.
On drugs. Like
oh,
HGH
yes!
And shit.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean,
so
not
here's
that,
what their website
I mean,
says.
Already doing
backed
it,
by but... the world's top venture capitalists, the Enhanced Games is the Olympics of the future. When 44% of the athletes already use performance enhancements, it is time to safely celebrate science. Sports can be safer without drug testing.
Hell yeah. Tosh brought that up 15 years ago in his stand-up.
Yeah, I feel like I remember this idea.
He wants to
around.
See the Olympics or sports where, like, yes, let them use all the steroids they have. I want to see a man hit a baseball outside of a city, you know, like that kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah.
There's a guy, so Usain Bolt had, I don't know if it was a 40-meter dash that he had the record for, but he had a number of records. But this one guy's already smashed his records, but he's done it on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Which just means steroids, or
it could be a lot. Well,
a lot of drugs. A lot of classified things. Yeah,
it's called On Gear.
Well, it's dumb too because it's like, isn't coffee performance enhancing?
No.
No. Makes you so sharper. Here's some areas of the website cocaine you can go into.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Pay the athlete. Science is real. Safer sports. Event plan. Our team. Here's where it starts to get interesting. Enhanced world records. Enhanced inclusive language.
Enhance.
Take action. Media inquires. Enhanced shop.
Enhance.
I wonder what enhanced shop
just print the damn thing.
No, it's just clothes. I was hoping they'd have like HGH for sale.
HGH?
Yeah, the human enhanced shop.
Yeah.
You got to buy that illegally, though, probably, right?
Yeah.
Because isn't that the thing? Some of these drugs could be illegal.
Oh, they're all illegal. Yeah, anabolic steroids are illegal in the United States. So I got to go to Mexico to get them. Or Croatia.
Oh, when I was in Mexico, they had steroids everywhere.
Yeah.
They have all these, a Waco, I think, was one, like OXXO.
That's a cheese. Oaxaca cheese that you're thinking of.
Asagio?
Oaxaca cheese. It's melting cheese.
Not that's Osaka. A Waco.
Oaxacatl?
Quetzalcoatl.
Quetzalcoatl?
But anyways. Cucucon. Yeah, all these like little pharmacies everywhere. Everywhere. And, you know, they have your standard pharmacy stuff, but like all over the place, they advertise, you can get steroids, you can get Adderall, you can get Ritalin.
Yeah, and super cheap.
And tons of different types of steroids. Tons of them.
Adderall and Anavar, you get a lot done on that. Fuck,
Anavar?
Yeah, Anavar is
turned into an aardvark or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Anavar, Tren. I'm trying to think of other ones. Windstrol. There are so many steroids. Trenbolone is a hormone they inject into cattle to get them big. And there's people that take it to grow.
Gay!
How is that gay?
I don't know. Injecting into cattle?
It's also big to buy women's breast milk.
What?
Yeah, a lot of bodybuilders will
stop it. Get some help.
Top dollar on women's breast milk.
I can see that.
Huh. That doesn't make any sense. Because you can get a lot of
from
steroids.
From farm to table.
For a lot. No, from boob to table. But like there's this these fitfluencers out there, these two guys called
fitfluencers?
Yeah, called the Trend Twins.
Checks out.
And they are on trend and they are very, very, very popular in the infamous, I guess you could say. But like they look absolutely ridiculous, obviously.
Is that kind of like the liver guy?
Oh, Liver King, goddamn. God, I'm so glad he got taken down. What a fucking... I hated him from day fucking one.
Well, he just looked like a guy that was on steroids.
Oh,
like, there's no way you were saying that's natural. You know?
And that was his whole thing. And now, if you're going to be on drugs, hey, and they're telling... Great, I don't give a fuck. But don't sit there and, you know, sell your supplements at $60 a bottle saying it'll make you look like that when you're on $10,000 a month worth of steroids.
So the Enhanced Games has a history of performance-enhancing drugs athletic history. So... Since the beginning of time, West Africa has used Cola acuminisha or Nisha and Cola Nitida for running competitions.
Oh.
The Tarahumara tribe consume peyote in order to prepare for multi-day runs, and Australia's indigenous people consumed peturi, a plant, in order to gain its stimulant effect. From 776 BC to 393 BC, ancient Greeks used performance enhancements, and 100 AD, Roman gladiators were using stimulants and hallucinogens.
I got a stimulant for you.
Oh, there's more to the history.
Ow!
Wasn't there like also the people that
the Vikings
wars?
Ingested stimulant?
Vikings would do like
bufotenin. In order to increase their fighting strength, 12-fold.
I don't think that's bufotenin. Does it go right the ass?
That's the name of the podcast.
19th century athletes started using coca leaves, which is basically
coca leaves.
Unrefined cocaine.
Don't forget to drink
and
bufotenin.
Take a bufotenin. More bufotenin, please. What the fuck? Bufotenin, that's crazy.
Oh, man. I got addicted to
physician
bufotenin.
Charles Edward Brown Saguard became the first to isolate testicular fluid. He injects it in himself and finds renewed strength and vitality. That was in 1889.
And that just like TRT?
1935, anabolic steroids were the first synthesized. And these steroids were later used to restore the health and survivors of Nazi concentration camps.
Oh, God.
From 56 to 88, the government of the German Democratic Republic initiate state-sponsored performance therapies for its athletes. They won the gold, silver, and bronze Olympic medals.
Yeah.
And from 56 to 88, they won 203 gold, 192 silver, and 177 bronze Olympic medals.
Wow.
So that was like a 30-year drug deal.
Yeah.
So are there specific sports that are in these Olympics?
And by 67, Olympic Committee bans performance enhancements.
The sports are hitting your girlfriend.
Smallest testicles.
Wrestling, but it's not actually wrestling. It's when you kill your family, then hang yourself on a weight set. Was that Bret Hart? Who was the famous WWE guy who went on a roid rage, killed his whole family? Then,
Owens.
Then, I don't know. I don't know the actual name, but it was a while ago. But so then to kill himself, he hung himself on a weight set. So he had the cable and he put all the weight on it. And I don't know how it was effective because it killed him.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Fuck. Damn. I mean, you just drop some weights on you too, somehow, you know, smash your head in.
So would you support performance enhancing drugs in the Olympics, or would you even tune into this new enhanced Olympics?
No, I want to see the enhanced.
Is it just like track and field Olympics? Or is it
fist fight a horse?
It sounds like they want to have regular Olympics, but with performance-enhanced athletes.
I guess, to tell you the truth, I would want to see, wrestling or, boxing.
Yeah, it's called WWE.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
Performance-enhancing, wrestling, boxing, MMA.
They have
wrestling. UFC doesn't allow steroids.
Those are all sports in the Olympics. They would probably have that.
Yeah, but you want to see wrestling, real wrestling? Or
they have Greco-Roman wrestling in the Olympics.
Okay, okay.
No, I'm not talking wrestling.
Oh, this is the finest wrestling I've ever seen.
Excuse me, it is wrestling or whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to keep the storyline straight when you're on drugs, with wrestling.
Well, it's like my wrestling, Also happens at the same time as the bracket, just no one cares to talk about it. But what it didn't say specific new sports. It's just gonna be skateboarding and that's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, but skateboarding where he biffs it, he gets pissed off and throws his skateboard to the next county.
That's what I want to see. Talking about specific sports, just really more their.
Well, when's
they want to set up these Olympic or these enhanced games, as they call it.
Because you said the Olympics are this year. We found that out a couple weeks ago, I feel like. when are these ones? So it would make sense that they do them opposite to every 2 years.
Well, this
or
is
every
the idea. I don't think it's happening.
Okay, so...
He said it's a thing.
English media announcements 2024. Part of these announcements, regular briefing sheet, blah, 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 blah.
It's just some fake news bullshit.
No, it's happening. They actually have... I think all these different websites here are links at New York Post, CNN, Sports Illustrated,
they have articles
CBS Sports.
About
these
it.
Were AP. I think they linked the stories. Australian man plans enhanced. This is an Australian dude planning all this for doping athletes. Aaron D'Souza is sure if he builds it, they will come. Not ghostly baseball players, but athletes of another sport, those who compete with an edge. Australian-born, London-based businessman is president of the Enhanced Games, a sort of Olympics without drug testing, which he says will obliterate all world records by unlocking human potential. The Enhanced Games has its own website featuring a video, blah, blah, blah. There's the guy I told you about who broke Usain Bolt's 100-meter record while being enhanced.
He's
vilified, vindicated, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about when they hope to do it.
It's still just in progress. Seeing how many athletes sign up for it, you find out who's on drugs.
Well, they're all on drugs.
Well, we don't know. Sometimes they hide the steroids.
They get busted all the time for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Russia, especially.
The rules also change, though. They're allowed to take something at one point, and then it happens.
Because they keep finding new ways to create other things that tests won't pick up. And once they realize what's going on, they have to change their shit, realize what it is they ingested, and then they say, okay, that's banned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, of course, Russia and the IOC don't get along because,
IOC?
International Olympic Committee?
Yep.
like Russia just goes, we're not doing it. And they do.
And then isn't that like the athletes compete, but they're like the athletes from something. Don't they have like a way of the athletes getting in, but not supporting Russia.
Oh no, you can compete for any country depending on, you don't have to be a natural born citizen to be compete for that country.
Yeah. I thought the last Olympics, Russia wasn't supposed to be there, but yet they allowed the people in, but they like weren't allowed to wave the flag, or they didn't have like anything that said Russia on it. They were just like athletes, you know?
I don't follow.
Yeah. It's fucking Olympics political. Just like all of them are. And FIFA's the worst, I've heard.
Really interesting.
Don't you like football?
Football or football?
Football.
I don't give a fuck about football.
Okay.
Oh! Perfect segue, because I have a funny story about this. I read today. I'm like, it looks so real. And it was like, I thought it was an Onion article. It came from a legit like sports website in the UK, but talks about how that Wales hired a new captain for their football club, and part of his thing, his stipulations of contract was he had to. I can't remember the technical term they use. But
there's a pot of Wales that owns a football club?
Yeah, isn't that insane? They're flipping over boats and buying football clubs. So it's for the Welsh team, but he's not Welsh. So they're trying to, you know, force him to be assimilated to the culture or whatever. So in the contract, they say you have to, in so many words, have sex with the sheep to be real, you know, really identify with the people of Wales. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Because it was so, it looked
did
so
he
serious.
Sign that?
And it goes, boo, have sex. Like, what the fuck? I try to look at the website it's on is not a satire website, but this is clearly a joke. But I'm sitting there this morning just laughing my ass off because, like, it's blindsided. Call Welsh the sheep fuckers. That's funny. I can say that because I don't know any Welshmen.
I don't know any Welshmen.
Yeah, so fuck them, I guess.
Well, there's other countries that fuck sheep too, though.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
I was wondering what you would say.
My backyard. I told that time I went ATV and out in the country in Iowa and
saw it.
I
or did it?
Wouldn't have been surprised. I was riding ATVs in this like field that pre-season
into a goat.
Yeah, dick first. and they go, oh, my cousins own a sheep farm. I go, oh, I got to see this. So we ATV across how many fucking, you know, miles of country, whatever, to get to their cousin's house. And it's just two dudes in the middle of, it's literally 2 hours from Omaha, and middle of nowhere. Two brothers and like 500 sheep and a shack and like a little shanty, I don't know what it was. It was small living quarters. And my first thought, I'm like, do your cousins fuck these sheep? And he's like, what? No, they're good Christian boys. I'm like, they fuck these sheep. Okay.
I'm sure it was the place they keep the feed for the sheep.
I don't know where they fuck them, but I'm just saying. They had to sleep somewhere. Anyway, it was just creepier than fuck. Because I just walked into this.
A lot of farms are creepy when you don't know someone. You know, like, yeah. I remember my family was friends with some farmers that were just like fucking slobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Hoarders that had everything. Like, I literally remember this one farmer. We would go to their place a lot to borrow a trailer. There was just this dead sheep laying there. Speaking of sheep fucking, but it like literally laid there for like all year.
Yeah.
His like head just had fallen off then at one point.
What was the fuck? A bird? Parakeet?
Sheep.
It was a sheep, yeah. It was a big old
just
ewe.
Just like in the entryway or just like on the property?
No. It was like
the sheep's head fell off.
It was a whole process of like driving through this fucking farmer's property. There was like different barns, there'd be different things in it, you know, and it just sticks out in my mind. There was always this like spreader in this one fucking garage or shed. We drive past that one and it was like the shittiest one. Maybe chickens or something in it, but there was like a fucking dead sheep there. And I'm sure like the sheep pen was maybe behind it too or whatever, but it laid there for a year, it seemed like.
How old were you?
Like 10?
It was a month. Maybe.
No, dude, no.
A year or 10 years old
is
a
season. It was a season, I'll say that.
All right.
Because we would borrow it a lot.
The sheep?
No. The trailer. And it fucking was dumb.
Fuck.
But I was trying to say, that was a creepy-ass fucking house.
Yeah.
And that guy was weird, too. Yeah. And I know other ones that were like that, too.
Yeah,
so
I looked at a house out in Crescent,
you gotta
Iowa.
Be careful where you end up.
Before I bought the house I'm at now, we were looking for, you know, out in the country kind of land. And so my ex-wife and I went down to this, like, refinished house in Crescent, Iowa. And as we're driving, it just,
sounds
like,
trashy.
It starts getting real hilly over there because it's the Bluffs. It's actually, it's north of Council Bluffs, so it's actually the Bluffs.
Mm.
And these twisty roads, 1.5 lane, you know, blind corners.
Yeah, they're fucking dangerous down there.
Ran, just dilapidated houses everywhere. And I'm just like, okay, I don't give a shit what this house looks like. I'm already creeped the fuck out because it's like 20-minute drive, you know, from Omaha already. Mm. We get there, the house, it's just like a, I don't know what the fuck. They completely redid the inside of it, whatever. But it was on this like weird flat, nothing land with this gigantic wall behind, like this big like cliffside almost. Out of the bluffs, like they cut into it. I'm like, that's just waiting to fucking fall down. Like, it's not a retaining wall. It was just a sheer face of just dirt. I'm like, okay, first off, fuck that.
Like
also,
someone cut into it, or was natural? It was a natural bluff.
Cut into to for this house, a couple of these houses on this road. And it was this weird like cluster of houses. I'm just looking around. I'm like, I'd never seen so much furniture outside before. I'm like, I live in a trailer park. Hell, I had a couch on my porch.
No,
it was very, where was this at? Like north, south, east, west?
Mount Crescent, Iowa. And
yeah. If you got some old furniture, just leave it to the cats.
It just creeped me the fuck out. And as I'm leaving, we went down the street and I came back and there was like a big like railroad tie in the middle of the road.
Like, that wasn't there before?
All, yeah. Like someone like trying to stop me. I go, fuck all of that. So I went around and like just jumped over. I was in the truck, so I was like kind of bumped over it. And as I'm driving away, I see this guy's kind of like lean out into the street from behind a bush. I'm like, what the fucking fuck was this?
That's weird.
I'm glad I got the fuck out of there.
That is weird. So you went around the railroad tie? Or?
Well, I went over the top of my one side, went over it just because it was in the middle of the road. Widthwise, not lengthwise.
You sure you saw people stick their heads out?
Yes, because it was. We all saw it. My mom and my ex-wife were with me.
Fuck.
It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it is weird.
As much as I like the idea of country life, like, hell, I mean, you were small town-ish. Seward, right? Seward is small-ish.
No.
No?
Schuyler.
Fuck. It's got an S name.
Yeah, for sure.
There's an R. How big is Schuyler?
Schuyler's like a 1,000? 5,000?
But did you grow up on a farm or like in the town?
No, I grew
house?
Up on the farm, man.
On a farm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shows.
Confirm.
Oh, yeah.
He's seen the farm. Not there anymore.
You show him the sheep?
No, there's no sheep.
There was a dead sheep here 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's technically not even Schuyler. We were like even a smaller town, Rogers, which had 50 people in it.
Oh, so you're a fucking liar. Okay.
So it was just like country shit, you know? Just whatever town you were technically closer to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like my ex-wife always said she was from Marshalltown, but she was from a village in the middle of Iowa. It literally said village.
Mm.
With like 67 people in it.
Yeah, sometimes you can't even like look those towns up.
Yeah.
You know? But what was that one we used to drive through?
Fremont.
Like the one that's like two buildings?
Yeah.
goodness.
I want to say it was at Lona, but I don't think that was right.
Altoona.
Altoona?
No, it's Altoona, Iowa. Is there Altoona, Nebraska?
No. It was like this place that was on.
It was something very similar to another
town. It's like just south of Wayne.
Yeah, but Beaver? It was solid like 10 miles away from Wayne.
Yeah, it's a good ways away. But it was, like, you had to like go off
Windsor?
The highway and like
not far from Windsor.
Wisner and Beamer. That's what I'm thinking of.
Pilger.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Beamer that way.
There's a Beamer that you drive through it, but
yeah, drive away. Yeah.
Either way, yeah, that town was just a church and a farmhouse, it looked like, really.
Didn't you and there I might have been go a... up to the house and like the one time we tried it? Some guy was out there in his truck. Like, we actually got out and looked in the windows. It was, like, frozen in time from, like, 1970.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, that was a different house. That was a different house we thought was abandoned, and it wasn't.
Oh, it was. No, it looked abandoned.
No, it was. It was, though.
It was covered in dust.
It was, but that doesn't mean anything. That just means no one was living in that space.
Yeah.
Constitutes abandoned.
No, we walked through a porch. That had furniture.
They had a Porsche?
On.
Damn.
A porch. That had furniture on it. And there was nothing in it.
Yeah.
And then we got freaked out because we saw a tractor.
It had stuff in it. It was like furnished. The window we looked at.
Yeah.
But it looked like it had an inch of fucking dust on everything in there.
Yeah, I mean.
It was just frozen in time.
I mean, out far enough, no one gives a shit. The bank is probably worth the thing. I mean, it might be an old house. Someone died, probably. You know, I mean, that's creepy, though. That's
real. No, it's probably just a place a farmer keeps a fridge.
Altoona.
You know? Altoona.
Bumblebee, yeah. Tuna.
Do you think it has a Facebook page?
No, dude, I doubt it. I don't think it just... It is just one of the ones that said unincorporated, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was another one we used to drive to in high school called Rescue, Nebraska. Ew. Yeah. It actually wasn't far from Checkland. You guys were both there?
No. What?
Did you go? You go into Checkland Lake.
The fuck is Checkland?
The Checkland Lake that we went to.
With who?
Me, like 2 years ago.
Okay.
You met me out there?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I rode with Dan.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a bunch of us. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I have a picture of you with a little fucking baby turtle.
Yeah, I know exactly what trip you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan and I rode together.
You were just like, oh, a turtle.
Just a little baby one.
I missed it. Where is it? Fuck.
I like turtles.
Damn it. Yeah. The one time that makes sense, and you miss it.
Timmy!
There you go.
All right, so how about some news of the weird?
Yeah.
All right, can you guess where this took place? Man arrested for allegedly killing, cooking, and attempting to eat a dog.
Oh, well, in America?
Oh, fuck.
In America.
Little Korea.
Montana.
It's a lot of Little Koreas.
Okay.
No, pick states.
One. Oh.
He went with Korea. I think he loses.
I said Little Korea. Like Little China?
Is that north or south? I forget.
That's his guess. Then, no.
I don't know. I'm being right. An asshole.
Okay. Next pick. I don't know. Well, give us some more.
Mississippi. I don't know.
See, unclassified felony. The indictment alleges Lohr committed the crime of aggravated animal cruelty on March 12, 2024, when he killed a dog using a knife in the village of Margaretville. So here's a hint for you. It doesn't even matter. You don't even know what that is. He is also accused of attempting to cook the dog's carcass and eat the dog's organs. It is unclear who the lawful owner of the deceased animal is at this time.
Kentucky.
Ooh.
His name is James G. Lohr, 32.
Why do they think that the dog had an owner? It could have been a stray. I mean, unless he's trying to, like, get back at somebody.
It's probably some woke news that thinks it's all... Who did this dog
Why do you gotta bring wokeism into dog eating?
I don't know.
Dude, if you don't accept that Asians eat dog meat.
Yeah, that's not very woke of you.
I think other people eat dog meat too, man. I'm the one guessing fucking crazy states. You're the one being racist towards Koreans, dude. 100% this guy's white. His name's James?
He's white.
I didn't say he was. Okay.
Okay.
Why are you so...
That well, reaction. I'm just trying
James
to say.
James G. Lohr. It's L-O-R. I don't know. Maybe it's like...
Lohr. Or it's definitely like some fucking Arkansas shit.
Ooh. Yeah, that or California.
Didn't I just go with Kentucky?
Yeah, you went with Kentucky.
California.
Both wrong.
Is someone closer?
Okay, last guess.
All right, so the last part is, this is from the DA. While today is the start of bringing an alleged perpetrator of a horrible crime to justice, I want today to be the start of a call to the governor. I'm not going to name it just in case you know who they are. And to the leaders of both
this
state's assembly and the Senate. Due to New York... Damn
it! New York!
I did so good skipping out. Anybody thinking about guessing
you
New York?
You idiot!
No.
But they okay, so here's where it kind of is weird. The defendant faces the lowest possible felony in New York, with the maximum possible penalty being 2 years in jail. Drug addicts potentially face longer prison sentences than Mr. Lohr ever will if he is convicted. This is wrong. I call on both Democratic and Republican leadership to reform the law in New York, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's worse than the news story I heard like a couple days ago.
Fucked up one from New York last time.
In Mexico. An American tourist was arrested in Mexico for having sex with a pregnant horse.
What? Was it his baby? His foal?
I'm going to come.
There you go. But it shows a picture of this like skinny white dude who's like, oh, I thought it was legal, that face. I thought it was legal.
How did
he
get the horse to not kick him?
You get close enough, they don't like.
I thought it was legal. I came to Mexico to fuck horses.
The look of the face.
Oh, the look in the face was.
There's a picture of him because he was so surprised at being arrested for banging horses. We pulled him out of Washington County for banging horses.
Sounds like a sting.
Well, they could have moved a little faster than 7 miles an hour. Sorry. I can't think about banging horses and not think about Tommy Boy. Not that I think about banging horses all the time. Sorry, I should probably clarify that. Black Sheep. No, Tommy Boy?
What are you talking about?
Which one was the one for the...
You don't fuck horses.
Caught up in Washington County banging horses. When the nitrous leak and they're going 7 miles an hour?
Oh, no, that's Black Sheep.
That is Black Sheep. I thought, okay.
That's what he says?
Yeah.
Caught up in what?
No. What?
What does he say?
So Chris Farley's driving. David Spade's in the back seat. He's all weird. And the guy goes, what's going on here? He goes, oh, we got a prisoner transport. He got caught in banging horses up in Washington County. And he goes like, he's like, well, I would like you to move a little faster than 7 miles an hour. It's like he threw my counter.
Yeah, there's something else he says.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's for crying. I've been moving fucking forever. But yeah, that's good. That's what I'm referencing.
All right, okay. Yeah, I remember the 7 miles an hour. That's where I knew that from. Yeah. So.
Hey,
and we pull over to the side of the road.
God damn it.
Oh, my God, we're high.
Yeah.
I'm still Whitey! No. I never understood that growing up, you know, as a kid, and now I do.
Makes a lot more sense now.
Makes more sense now, yeah.
Were we still doing guessing?
Oh, yeah, we're guessing still.
Yeah. John, you said you had a story?
I mean, I have.
He told us the Mexico one.
The fuck?
Sorry, that was an ad. I'm on mute now.
What's this?
This was not a
I did that one.
Freudian slip to advertise the National Guard.
Huh. Kidding.
We don't condone the National Guard here. Or not for advertisial purposes.
What? The National Guard.
That's what the commercial was that started playing.
Oh. So we don't? You don't,
damn, dude,
you
you're
don't
already
support
fucked
them?
Up, dude.
No, I was distracted.
Yeah, being fucked up.
Well, no, I wasn't paying attention to what Derek's ad was. I tried to turn that shit out.
No! All right, so last weekend... Patrick's Day weekend.
Are we guessing where this happened?
Oh, wait.
Is Nebraska? It my house?
You said New York.
You're going to give us the next.
No, I don't have a weird story. I just have a different topic. No, I already talked about my banging horses in Mexico. Well, that's what you were doing down there. Okay, because it came out last week. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Derek was banging horses
that,
in Mexico.
You saw the picture.
I would have gotten
was
out of Mexico
Derek?
That fast.
He was kind of skinny and tall.
Do you have a mask on?
No. You're not going to find this horse banger.
Hmm. Hey, you do some more research, find out where you're
all
going
right.
And everything.
So here's a one. Did you hear about the teacher that got fired for being a teacher because they found her OnlyFans page? She got another job.
Well, didn't
and
we
after
talk about this
less
before?
Than a week, no, this just happened. After less than a week, she gets fired from that job because of her OnlyFans page.
She tried to teach a different school?
She didn't try teaching. She did a different, totally different job.
Oh.
And then the crazy part is that she... was actually making a ton of money on her OnlyFans once she got fired from the school.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh,
and she was just like, I just wanted a job for my own sanity to have a purpose, you know? So I found something interesting for myself to do. That's like all I want to do.
What's her OnlyFans?
She does something interesting to herself every video.
What does she look like?
Yeah, what she look like?
Mm.
Hey, it's kind of hard to tell. She's got those big glasses and the hair over her face. Kind of hard to see what
she actually
looks
like. She looks like a teacher, so I'm sure she plays the part, you know.
What states do you think?
It's prudish. Missouri.
No, I feel like you'd get fired anywhere.
You know what?
Doing that
tell you what. To make these easier, give us a region. North, south, east, west.
No.
Oh, fuck you, Kent. Lane.
Lane, what's your guess?
Florida?
If you don't agree with John, you're wrong.
I said Florida.
It's Missouri.
Hey!
Wow. Is that what you guessed?
Yes.
Wow.
Former Missouri teacher resigned after school administrators found out about her OnlyFans account, and she's been fired days into a new job as well.
Oh, she's...
Went over that.
So she's pretty close.
Her bosses learned within 1 week that she had an OnlyFans account and claimed the new community support specialist violated social media policy. Lasted 5 days before they put me on leave. This is coming from her, and subsequently fired me just this month, the 28-year-old said. They admitted that they didn't call my references or Google me before they hired me. Cottage Now told sponsored ad in the middle of this.
Was her OnlyFans?
Yes. That's,
I thought it was.
I guarantee you the principal was like, oh, she's hot, and started Googling her. It's like, no fucking way. And then he told someone, he was like, check this shit out. And they fucking narked.
Someone Googled her.
Someone narked.
Eventually, yeah. Well, yeah, some yeah. Fucking yes, dork. It would be most likely another teacher.
Yeah. Some fucking dork narked on.
Whatever she taught, whatever she replaced was giving.
Oh, maybe more someone got fired.
Not even that, but
no,
like.
No, she replaced them and got fired. They took revenge. Some,
no, because they don't fire teachers. They need teachers. They just like have another class, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
So you just become, she became the star because she's a fucking star, obviously.
Have you seen that? There's this TikTok going around with this guy. There's a picture of like two teachers caught in three way with high school student, and it's two chicks and a dude. Mm. And it shows like a very clear picture of them. And the dude just pops out of nowhere and just like, yeah, and puts it's the guy. It's the guy that was in the three way with the teachers.
All right. I have an international story for you. So you'll have to guess the country.
Banging horses in Mexico. I already covered this.
Another one.
Yeah, you could have made us guess that, but we probably would have went with Mexico. You know?
You're fucking livestock.
You see, I'm more, livestock?
More no, fucking,
I said if you're fucking livestock.
More fucking livestock?
Oh.
More fucking livestock?
No. Okay, so
I'm
old,
come.
Jesus
an old
Christ.
Plastic statue of Kentucky Fried Chicken founder Colonel Sanders. Colonel Harland Sanders. I didn't know that. Harland.
Really?
That's his first name. Harland Sanders. Has been disposed of.
He wasn't a Confederate general. What the fuck?
So this country was part of a U.S. restaurant chain that had this on display at one of the restaurants, ending the role it played as a lucky symbol since being recovered decades after it was tossed into a river in the 1980s. So apparently there's a whole story to this KFC. There might even be a multi-country answer. We'll have to figure that out, but... from there, first guess is at country.
Okay, so the story is, okay, so...
Somewhere this thing got thrown into a river, it was recovered, and then put on display at a restaurant that's part of a larger chain of U.S. restaurants in this country.
Yeah. Okay.
And it became a lucky symbol, so I guess people probably had a pilgrimage, and I had to take a picture with her.
Taiwan.
No, I was going to go, like, Bolivia or something, somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Taiwan.
Well, Bolivia's in South America.
Well, what's the one I'm thinking of?
Belarus?
South America? Brazil?
No, Bulgaria? Europe. Bulgaria? Well, there was a big
Bavaria? Bavarian cream?
No, I'm just going to say Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That's not the start of the B, moron.
No, but it's fucking...
The Baltics?
Taiwan, Eastern Europe.
And what? Korea?
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Ukraine.
I bet it's Korea.
All right, so I'll tell you... I'm going to read the next paragraph here. The life-size statue was also known for the Curse of the Colonel after the incident in which jubilant baseball fans threw it into the
river baseball
during the 1985 championship run of a local baseball team. The team failed to win another series title until recently. From the top, right? It's just like,
what was the baseball team?
Might be.
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, tell me just the name.
It ended a 38-year drought.
Cubs.
No. So, you want to stick with your answer of Taiwan?
I'm going to Japan.
Stick with Ukraine.
I'm going to go back to Japan.
You're going back? Where were you ever at?
Well, to Japan. Because as soon as you talk baseball, Japan is huge. Baseball is huge in Japan. And
a lot of countries.
And they eat chicken. So.
Why are you feeling Asian vibes?
Because I drive by that Thai temple on Sorensen a lot. I think the statues, they're kind of fat. Colonel, check, Colonel.
See, I was thinking maybe more Brazil, Colombia.
Baseball, that's football.
Ecuador.
That's again football.
El Salvador.
They play baseball down
football.
There, don't they?
You think the Dominican Republic.
They play baseball down there.
Right. Oh, the Dominican Republic. John is baseball. Much warmer than you.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it's Japan.
Yes. All my dork shit is paying off.
I didn't know the Japanese liked
so
baseball.
KFC dude, Holdings Japan huge. LTD well, said the statue went through a ritual that is typically held for the repose of the souls of the old dolls at the Subiyoshi Taisha Shrine in Western Japan City on March 8th.
Can I see
what's
this?
The name of the
president
chain?
Of the company attended the ritual and offered Japanese sake along with the chain's fried chicken.
Fuck
the
yes.
Yokohama-based company said, noting that the statue contributed to the raising of the value of our brand name.
What was that? What was the team name?
Can we? What does this statue look like?
What's the team name? Hold on, I want to see the team name.
Here it is. I'll see if I can find it. It's probably the dragons or something.
The fuck is it holding?
I think that's part of somebody's mop. The lady in the foreground, she's
holding. Oh, I was really confused. Why? Perspective. Okay.
Yeah, I was too, though.
So it doesn't have any hands in the picture.
Statue of a
Colonel. Oh, they probably broke off.
Harland.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to not put respect on that name.
R.I.P. Harland.
Well, so they got... They got the team. Did they take it down?
Yeah, that was the whole point of the story. So...
Well, I thought they had, like, sake over it, and they decided not to.
No, they had sake, and they put it to rest. So...
Well, what if the team sucks now?
The statue was originally located at a now-closed KFC restaurant near the river. On the night the Tigers clinched the Japan's Central League pennant on October 1985, excited fans hoisted the statue near while shouting the name of the team's slugger, Randy Bass, and ended up throwing it in the water.
What the fuck? There's a Japanese team called the Tigers with the
slugger, a lot of people
Randy
from like
Bass?
America that go and play Japanese ball.
Yeah, but that's...
Japanese ball?
Japanese baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, okay.
It's like regular baseball.
Well, yeah, it's the way you said it.
With
like
more Japanese. But
in March 2009...
Hold on. Can we please appreciate Japanese man named Randy?
It's a good name.
He's probably not Japanese.
Okay,
that'd be great
don't
if
ruin
Randy
this!
Bass.
I give a American named Asian person.
I got one paragraph left to go.
God!
In March 2009, the statue was discovered in the river during construction work with its glasses and left hand missing. After being repaired, it was displayed at a branch of the company in the Osaka News for events. So they just finally won the championship again. It was the curse of the statue in the river after they won their last one. And after this past one, they gave it a proper burial.
Ah.
Over sake.
Nice.
See, did KFC take it from them?
No, what the fuck he just
said?
Well,
it's part of KFC. It's their Japanese LTD, but it's part of a chain. KFC is part of the chains here, too, like A&W.
Yes, I get that. But so that's why I am confused. They took it? Or they actually like
it was
physically buried it?
It was recovered out of the river in 2009.
Yes, I got that.
Construction. And when they recovered it, they just gave it back to the parent company. So the parent company at some point restored it then. And they just stuck it back out in front of one of their, you know, like, why are we going to spend money on a new one? This one back.
I thought they put it in their restaurant.
Yeah, it was outside some restaurant, a KFC.
So did they put it under glass or something, like Hard Rock Cafe
Well,
style.
Yeah, I mean, the picture looks like it was in a...
It was inside, yeah.
Yeah, in like a museum or something.
But it's still there? Or did they take
this
it?
This colonel belongs in a museum.
leave it with the community, you know? Is their fucking statue and their team and shit, you know?
Why would they didn't like it? Well, they threw it in the fucking river.
No, so, they fished it out.
No, they threw it in the river. That's why. It's how it got in the river. They were celebrating a win. They threw it in the river.
And they've pulled it out.
30 years later.
Yeah, they cursed and let them put it on display. What?
I think we're all confusing each other here.
But like,
I thought I heard one thing.
What was the outcome of it? They were taking it.
It's now in the ground.
Yes,
they literally buried it.
Has been ceremoniously.
It's in a museum, as far as we can tell in that picture. But they got.
It's not buried.
Yeah, that's what it's
said
fucking
put it
confusing.
To rest.
They put it to rest,
or they retired it.
Yeah, they retired.
Did they hang it up in the rafters? you look up. There's a colonel in the rafters. Oh, fuck, that'd be funny.
No, like, because the company would just smash it, wouldn't they? They don't give a fuck about it. It's broken. We just stole this from this community. Let's just destroy it, you know? That's why I'm confused about it, you know? Like, let these people have their statue.
Dude, it's Japan, dude. Who fucking knows?
So it was a ceremony that they did that's usually held for the repose of souls of old dolls. And they did this at the traditional, I guess, Sumiyoshi Taisha Shrine in Western Japan.
Yes, they
So
had
I
a
think it's like, it's, but they've... They removed the soul. They blessed it, and it went off into whatever they believe over there.
The soul.
God damn, Japan is weird.
The soul, but not the statue.
They're honoring its spirit.
The statue stayed.
I mean, it looks like it's in a museum.
And then it got possessed by the colonel.
That looks like it's in the restaurant.
It's like Ghostbusters, except it's the colonel inhabiting his own statue.
Eat my spices.
Is he saying it's finger looking good? Who says finger looking good?
Shove my finger, lick up your ass.
You dog. Egon, you dog.
Who's playing him?
Because his hand's missing, he just has a piece of fried chicken in her hand.
Edward Chicken Hands?
Yeah. He has like all the little opposable wings or something.
Creepy. It's like Freddy Krueger.
It's all crunchy and like fried.
Extra crispy. Ooh. Okay, fuck. All right. I can go off the rails on this one. Now I'm thinking about him having sex with the chick, and she's like, give it to me extra crispy.
Why would you go there?
Because I'm fucked up in the head. I need help. Anyway. Man.
Stop it. Get some help.
Guy's got a fucking 7-second delay.
You can't call him out.
Okay, you want to do one more international one?
If we could get through it, Jesus Christ. This is kind of funny.
More than 800 good-looking people rescued from Love Scam Center. I'm really, 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 really ridiculously good looking. Zoolander.
Hundreds of friends died. Good looking
men
fight.
And women forced to work in a sprawling love scam center have been rescued during a police raid.
Oh, it's like the beagles that get rescued and they see grass the first time?
Like in
individuals were lured to a 10 hectare compound about 90 kilometers north of this place.
This is in India.
Instead, their passports were confiscated and they were coerced into operating various online scams, pushed to defraud others or face violent crimes.
China.
So
they were
China
defrauding people online. They're probably doing like video chats and shit with them.
Belarus.
They want them to get money.
Belarus?
China?
Belarus.
And Belarus.
Yeah.
Are you just saying Belarus because Lane said it earlier?
No, because it sounds like an Eastern European scam. But...
Gay!
What is a sex thing?
Okay. You're both wrong.
All right. Who's closer?
Lane.
Vietnam.
Authorities said the romance scams, also known as pig butchering...
Jeez.
...operations...
Yeah. This is India.
I gotta reread that. Authorities said that the romance scams, also known as pig butchering operations, a reference to the farming practice of fattening pigs before slaughter, were a key element of the operation, which was masquerading as an online gaming company.
Oh, Korea. I'm gonna say South Korea now. It's an online gaming company. I'm gonna say South Korea.
I think it's India.
Both wrong.
Fuck.
Now it's closer.
Which is tough. Be pretty close. Maybe
the Philippines.
India.
Thailand.
What's your answer?
Thailand.
Indonesia.
You should have stuck with the Philippines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So those trapped at the center were forced to send sweet nothings to their victims, peppering them with questions about their day and what they were eating, according to the spokesperson for the Presidential Commission, blah, 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 of organized crime. He added that those running the center had purposefully trapped good-looking men and women to lure victims. They were forced to send photos online, cultivate strong relationships, as well as persuading the victims to invest in fake schemes, cryptocurrencies, and business.
Guys, we pause. I have to cancel some credit cards.
Mm-hmm. John Oliver did a big thing about this pig butchering.
When?
It's recently.
Okay, so I haven't watched it in a while.
It was one of the recent ones. Did you even see that?
I watch usually his main stories all the time in YouTube. I always get his like. It's usually at the top of my list. One of the things to watch.
Hmm.
Oh, main story. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, no, have you seen the those content farms where it's like these Asian like
sweatshops?
No, it's literally content farms. They have a phone and a light thing, and they just like because they all work for this one company, so they only have like 10 viewers, but there's 1,000 of them, and it all counts, and they get paid almost nothing. That's all I can think about is I'm picturing.
That's what they
it's cubicles with the
actually that's
out.
What they want you to see is most likely that they're actually bots.
I mean, they're live streaming their video.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some people running, pulling strings.
You could easily make like a bot to just sit in front of a camera.
Well, there's VTubers. Have you seen that shit? That's creepier than hell.
Give it AI intelligence and stuff. It just carry out a conversation.
What is a VTuber? Just like a fucking virtual thing?
Duke is going nuts out there. Like, more than usual.
Yeah, he fucking does that. Did you say VTuber?
Jesus. VTuber, yeah. So, yeah. So
like when they fucking
No, so do a
AI face.
It's virtual tuber, so you look like an anime chick.
It's like a it's like a Snapchat filter essentially.
Kinda.
But live or whatever.
My dad watched my YouTuber debut.
Yes.
That's it.
I mean, it's just like, so they talk, but like, it's this animated thing over them, but it's an actual person on camera doing stuff. And I don't know, and the voice, I'm sure, well, this voice seemed.
It just like animates the way they talk.
I wish I had recorded the phone
it's like a filter.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's, you know, just a dude and it's all.
Yeah, probably. You know? Hey, whatever gives people some confidence. I don't support it or would watch it, but. Also, the technology is there. People are going to fucking use it.
Yeah. Dude, I saw this. I was a little pissed because I saw this picture.
If we could have done that back in the day when we were, you know, fucking chatting online, 100%. Would you not have done that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know? I was a fake person in Charmander chat, so obviously this is the next iteration of that.
Yeah.
I saw this. There's this Darth, I can't remember, the cosplay of Darth something. I can't remember. It's a Twi'lek, the Sith Twi'lek. From
you're talking about Darth Republic. Talon?
Yeah, Darth Talon. Was Darth Talon cosplay. So I'm like, well, I've someone to click on that. And I was like, what the fuck? This is like, it looks so shopped. I'm like, well, this has to be AI. So I click on the Instagram, look at it. I'm like, this is all AI. It's creepier than fuck too. I mean, it looks.
Was it?
It's like an AI run account posting AI generated.
I'm sure it's a person running the account, but they're picturing AI cosplay, and I'm like. This is creepier.
So it wasn't the good kind. Supposed to look like a girl.
Yeah, but it fell right in that uncanny valley where it's like it looks very much like a person, but it's clearly not a person. It's just like creep me out.
There's always something off with
awkward boner. It's weird
eyes and stuff. Yeah, did you?
It's Darth Talon. She's a baddie. That's for sure.
I have seen some art of her before. Hell
yeah!
That was George Lucas's plan too. He wanted to bring her in.
Star Wars OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, 9. I thought it was a dog. Jesus. A dog was growling.
Wait. She's a Twi'lek?
Yeah. Darth Talon's a Twi'lek.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Twi'lek.
Well, I guess I was also, it was with Darth Maul and her, so.
All right, so here's a couple tweets of the week. All right. Woman arrested for shitting on boss's desk after winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Nice. She got arrested.
Well, that seems like assault, brother.
Pretty on it. Pretty could be anywhere, really. Maybe somewhere like Philadelphia.
You're still guessing.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I thought we were guessing.
Snopes. Woman was arrested for defecating on supervisor's desk after winning lottery. A story reported to have woman leaving a rude goodbye gift on her boss's desk after winning the lottery. So the claim is she defecated on.
Wasn't it?
So April 25th, 2016, the Valley Report website published an article reporting that a woman was arrested for defecating on supervisor's desk after she had won more than $3 million on a lottery ticket.
Ooh, that's not enough to shit on someone's desk in this day and age.
A 41-year-old woman had the winning lottery ticket with over $3 million, but showed up to work anyway on Monday to deliver one last package.
Is that what she walked away with, or is that probably...
Well, I wonder if she even got it then. You know, sometimes they get weird with giving away that money if you do something stupid.
There's like a regular picture of this. I'm like, how is this...
Yeah...
It's creepy. Derek, get
I'm sure people click on it, you know?
Yeah, it's creepy.
It's like
shit.
One of those things where people click on it like, you know, click back. You like, saved it, obviously.
Look like a person.
So here's what the guy who had his desk shit on, this is what he said.
Someone
said the company had no idea of her winnings. I knew something was wrong because I came back from lunch and the door to my office was closed, said the manager. I slowly opened the door to discover the woman with her pants around her ankles, hunched over my desk like a hippopotamus cheetah, dropping a massive poo on my desk.
A hippopotamus cheetah?
Yeah. Hippopotamus/cheetah.
That's what she looked
like.
She
must be a little bigger, maybe. Yeah?
Yeah, probably. Wow, what kind of company was it? I'm sure she was just like receptionist secretary or something.
Oh, how big
is this shit on someone's desk to hate a boss, you know?
Dental hygienist.
Oh, is it true?
What?
You showed me the picture, so I'm going to say it's true.
Let me see the picture. Okay, and what'd you say? What's true?
Is this a real story?
He went to Snopes.
Oh, that looks like a desk shitter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of see it happening.
Her head is pear-shaped.
For $3 million, though, it's...
Yeah, no way, dude.
You better be smart with that.
This is a fake story.
Oh, why'd you bring it up?
There was no truth to the above-quoted story. The Valley Report is an entertainment, i.e. junk news website that does not publish factual stories. That's known as a disclaimer. Probably like the English version of The Onion. Some of these stories are exaggerated, embellished, or outright a work of fiction.
Okay, that makes sense. Like the soccer, the whales story about the guy fucking the sheep or the contract. That's exactly what I was expecting. But
it's probably also fucking bullshit.
Well, no, it has to be.
All right, here's the next tweet of the week.
Contractually make someone bang a sheep.
We don't have to read the story on this one. I just thought this was absolutely hilarious. This is like the most smart-ass thing I've read in a while. Woman climbs Mount Everest to prove vegans aren't weak, dies.
I've heard this.
At least she died doing what she loved, telling everyone she was a vegan.
That's ignorant. I think that it sounds real familiar. I love that. That's
funny. Is that real?
Oh, that's just the comment on it is real.
That's just a tweet. That's just a tweet. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, honestly,
this was a story link from something called
Everest.
Rooshforum.com.
It's a trick to make me go to a
Rooshvforum.com. R-O-O-S-H.
Sounds Indian.
Sounds made up.
Either way, what a great comment.
All right,
John, do you want to tell us what the Twilight Force is?
Oh, my God. All right. So we kind of touched on it with the nerd show of Star Wars. Now we're going to go full into it. I have a picture of last weekend.
The Talon thing?
No, that would pass that. So there is a band. So I was playing D&D down at Dungeon Crate. And these guys walk in. I go, holy shit, that guy looks like he should be in a metal band. He had long hair and a long braided beard. And he sees some the Dungeon Crate stuff and he leaves. And then he comes back with like three more guys. And they start spazzing the fuck out. They want pictures with Wayne, the owner, the other stuff. Turns out, at the waiting room that night was a band called Twilight Force. They have four albums out that are all high fantasy LARP metal. Hmm. Like, they are on stage wearing, like, elf ears and, like, cloaks and shit. And it is fucking... And between songs...
Metal?
Like, yeah, it's symphonic power metal. And it is amazing. They did such... It was so...
He told me this the other night. I think my comment was something of the effect of, this is basically GWAR for D&D.
Yeah, sure. But there's themes.
But do they sound like GWAR?
No. They sound very, like, melodic. So I got a picture with them.
Like Zelda cutscene music.
I had to go behind them
because
I'm bigger than all of them, which is funny because they're all from Sweden, but I'm bigger than all of them. I think that's funny.
Hmm. Oh, they're traveling.
Yeah.
Where was this at?
Waiting room.
Huh.
Yeah. So they have like four studio albums out. They're all high fantasy dragons, elves, all that shit. But while they played between songs, there'd be a narrator telling the story. Like it was a big. I was blown away by how fucking awesome.
I wonder if we can get them on Spotify. I can bring my little speaker from the house, and we can play it when we D&D and have their music in the background.
Dude. Yeah. Because, I mean, like one of their songs...
I'm
it's
curious,
like,
what else sounds like symphonic power metal? Is that what you said?
Yeah, symphonic power metal. I don't know.
What is another band?
I have no idea, but I'm just going to play 10 seconds of this. So it opens up... I was spazzing this song for like 4 days.
Epic.
It's so awesome.
Epicness.
Yeah, dude. It's so good. So
fun.
These two guys are standing
cool.
up there like in capes and like cloaks and shit. I mean, with a nice one guy had a PRS, one guy
Do
had
they
a
have
Gibson,
slower stuff too.
And just there was actually a song I heard today. I'm like, that's like really it's like a lady and a piano. It was really good. But they're sitting up there just like going fucking nuts playing, you know. I'm like, this is great. And the band's actual headliner was called Glory Hammer, which is, again, another fantasy band from Sweden that I don't any of these songs. I went there. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. So I went.
Sweden has some interesting music.
But I didn't stick around a whole lot for the Gloryhammer. It didn't sound good. The mix was real bad.
They must make a lot of money just traveling.
This was their first U.S. tour, for Twilight Force at least, and the ticket day of was $32. So.
Yeah, but you travel the whole country.
Yeah, it wasn't packed, but it was full. Like, waiting room standards are full.
I haven't been to the waiting room in a while. It's the dogs.
No mold. It smells like mutt, like mold. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, so symphonic power metal, I know it was a thing. Like fantasy symphonic. Fuck.
Sound it out.
Fantasy symphonic power metal. There we go. Which is a great lead into the next topic of D&D is coming out with a Lego set, which isn't. What,
I thought we talked about this before.
No, is it next month or?
Oh, it's finally releasing.
What,
the D&D Lego set?
April 4th.
Okay, because I know.
What are you gonna buy?
The D&D Lego set.
The whole thing.
Do you see how much it costs?
Yeah, it's like $350.
Yeah,
or something.
That's not bad.
$1,000.
So no, so it's $350. So you get a red dragon. You get all this stuff, but there's a story and a game that comes with it. There's an adventure that comes with the Lego. So you build the Legos and then you use them to play the game. Oh.
Hmm.
Dude,
wow!
I don't know why we haven't built Lego figurines for our D&D game. I got tons of trees.
Is it something a kid could play too, though? Like that's sure. Never played D&D before.
I don't know.
That's why I'm curious.
Is it's it, not hard.
You know? Well, like I know, but like they, you think Lego probably walks them through it? You know, like what's the age limit on it? There's got to be an age limit on Legos.
I don't think
Probably like 14 and up or something.
You think it's that advanced?
Oh, no, it's at Gary Con this week.
I also want to see
I think Gary Con is this weekend, I think. They have a D&D convention called Gary Con, named after Gary Gygax.
Gary.
I'm literally telling you. Gary.
Gary.
It's called the Red Dragon.
Gary Gygax.
You only get one dragon? You only get one dragon?
There you go.
One dragon?
One huge dragon.
Yeah. And you get a bunch of little
critters.
Backside. They got all sorts of different creatures from D&D in there.
Oh.
One of those giant, like, owl-looking bird things that jump around like a lion. I don't know what you call those.
Owl bears?
It looks kind of like an owl.
I can't really.
No, it's bear, owl, man, pig.
Gary Con this Saturday, or this weekend, out in Lake Geneva, they're debuting a Converse collaboration. D&D Converse high tops.
Look, it comes with a Dragonite dude or whatever.
Dragonborn.
Dragon.
You're a fucking Dragonborn. How do you not know what that is?
Oh, check it out. Yeah. They even got the multi-eyther.
That's what I was wondering.
Beholder.
I saw that.
And Displacer Beast.
Yeah. Is that a skeleton? What's the green face guy?
That's the Dragonborn.
Yeah. Oh, that's Dragonborn.
I could totally use him as my character. I could bring Lego pieces.
What's the black leopard?
I have mountain
stuff.
That's
called a Displacer Beast.
A Displacer Beast.
Yeah, it can project itself. And go invisible and stuff, it's fucking terrifying.
What's the guy on the far left?
Looks like a dwarf, maybe? I can't really see much.
I can't see much. Yeah, it's totally a dwarf.
And who's fucking with the tentacle beast?
Beholder.
No. Who's
it
next?
Looks like maybe an elf, but definitely a mage of some sort.
And the cube?
That's a slime.
Yeah.
Or a... fuck. I can't remember what it's called.
And then that's a knight and a dark elf?
Yeah.
Is that Dan?
That's a drow.
Drow?
Yeah, definitely be a Dan type character.
A dark elf.
He'd be a snake thief.
Dan
too.
Is a drow in the game. Yeah.
Is he?
He always is.
How do you not know? We've been playing this game campaign for like a year and a half.
He's
always a fucking
that
drow.
Too. That's always what he plays. I know that.
No,
I've never even played with Dan.
No, last game he was a cat.
Okay, you're right. It's either a cat or a droll. He goes back and forth.
Do you remember where we left off at in our game?
Yeah.
We had the deal with...
The fucking goddamn hag escaped.
Yeah. But what's our dealer's name?
Azan.
Yeah, demi-demon or whatever.
Azan.
Azan, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to give us directions to the hag.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fight a bunch of hags. What do you say?
Oh.
They usually roll around with like 2 to 3 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Covenant's 3, I think. All I know is that last game
What was the deal?
Played,
the parameters
I don't
of deal
know
with
because
him.
Last game I played, I was... fucking drunk as
oh, that's
fuck.
Right. That was the game he showed up drunk.
I was pissed, kind of, because I didn't think my dad just could give me Jack Daniels, and then I went to go play D&D. I got show up, I'm like, why not? Hey, you gonna fight? Nitty.
Wow.
We haven't played in like three or four weeks now.
I was wondering. It seems like it's been a while.
Yeah.
Because you got all drunk?
No. Well, God, I hope not. No, but I think you're out of town. Then Max was doing something this week. And then the 2 weeks ago. So
are you buying this Lego set?
I might. I'm interested.
Yeah.
That looks dope.
Well, if you do that set, we have to get the group together to build it and then play the game. So we got to commit like 2 days for it.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to build it together.
Too big of a set. It comes from the
idea. Derek likes building his Legos on his own. I feel like we really intruded on building the thing, and he never.
Well, $50, I'll intrude wherever I want.
Well, let's build it again.
Yeah.
Fix it. Put it up on the shelf. Right?
That just falls off the
shelf. Doesn't it deserve to be on the shelf at this point?
What? The AT-AT?
Yeah.
AT-AT.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it all in a container. It's ready to go. Like, it's just in chunks. In smaller pieces.
That's great.
In chunks and
small pieces. That's kind of what I figured.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I got a story that you guys can guess where it's from. More than 250,000 gallons of fertilizer leak into this river.
Colorado.
What was that? 30,000 gallons of fertilizer.
250,000 of fertilizer leak into a river.
Ohio. Oh, that's Carly's nice. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Colorado.
I am guessing it's in the Midwest. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like floodplain. You got tons of rivers everywhere. Like Nebraska, I feel like it would be a good guess.
Hmm.
You're both wrong.
Okay. Keep reading.
An estimated 265,000.
What the fuck?
265,000 gallons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer leaked for Farmers Co-op earlier this week. It went down this river. An investigation in the extent of environmental damage is pending, but the crop fertilizer killed fish might as well have affected the river all the way.
This is Montana.
It is a lot of fertilizer.
Okay, so it's not Colorado. It's not
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Montana.
Idaho.
Nope. The cause of the spill is under investigation, but the fertilizer leaked from a valve in an area where it's transferred from a very large tank into a smaller tank for distribution.
Hmm.
It is in a contaminated area that
can... Are we even close in the Midwest?
Prevent winds, wider spills, but the transfer area does not have the same protection. Unclear how long the valve was leaking. Upon discovery of the spill,
I got a lot of spills in South Dakota, but Iowa might be a decent guess, too.
I was about to say...
Which one do you want?
The water level is low here.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything to me.
7% of normal.
You know what? Ooh, Oklahoma.
What was your guess?
I was guessing either South Dakota or Iowa, but I'll go South Dakota.
You're both still wrong.
Is it Iowa?
It's Iowa.
Fuck.
I told you to pick one or the other.
It's down in Red Oak. It's not far.
Oh, it's like right on the street. Okay,
yeah.
That sucks.
The Nishtaba River.
7% of their annual moisture content?
No, that's the water level table. Water flow is down 7%. The normal.
Oh, it's down 7%. Yeah. Down to 7%.
Yeah, but it's still... it's a drought everywhere still. There's still low on water. But it killed a lot of fish. And it's flowing right into the Missouri.
Damn.
Yeah, but south of us, so fuck them.
Yeah, but it's a big river. I mean, yeah, it's going to dilute, but not that much, you know? I don't know.
Damn.
That sucks.
And they'll probably get a slap on the wrist.
Sounds like it was an act. Well, it doesn't matter.
Possibly.
Bad chemical company.
I had another story, but I can't find it. And
oh, how about some local news?
I didn't do it.
No bull. Omaha police call after steer gets loose, shot dead by officers. Omaha. This is the other day. Yeah. Like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Okay. What's the Halloran thing? I still can't find a story on that, like the actual story.
Well, we're going to read the story.
Yeah. So, is that what you get
news? Omaha police officers called late Tuesday morning to remove something you don't see every day walking the streets. Omaha police lieutenant Tyler Strickler told 6 News at the scene that the incident began just before 11 a.m. in the area of 32nd L Street. So it's like really, 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 really close to where Carly's parents are at.
Yeah, I drive by there every day.
A large steer, male and fully grown, was reported to have gotten loose in the Nebraska beef nearby. A man at the Quick Trip nearby told police the steer joined him, pinned him against a car. Medics checked him out at the scene and determined he was not hurt. The steer continued roaming the area, ramming on OPD cruisers in the process.
Yes.
Nice.
The Henry Dorley Zoo and Nebraska Humane Society were both called. The zoo was unable to provide resources. The decision was made before NHS arrived to put the steer down as a safety precaution.
Oh!
A number of bystanders had gathered in the area to check to see. It was going to get put down anyways. It was going to go, but they probably won't serve that up for food.
Yeah, the term is not put down. The term is slaughtered for beef.
Once it gets the rampage in it, you can't slaughter it anymore.
Is that a thing?
It releases too many nasty chemicals.
You just smirked when you said that, so I don't believe you.
It just seems like something that an old timer would say.
Speaking of bulls, my prototype hat showed up, and it's dog shit.
What's wrong with it?
It's meant to be super big. So this is the regular setting, right? Regular snapback? God damn it.
And your expectation that the regular setting, you should be able to get it on your head?
Right. So here's, it's perfect fit for like,
on a regular.
For regular, right? So if I put it where I'm usually going to put it. Now, see, the size is right, which is fine.
Why do you have to make it bigger if you don't need to make it bigger?
God damn it. Shut up.
Because people have bigger heads.
I'm explaining it to you because I'm for sale. I'm selling it to big-headed motherfuckers. And now it's a gigantic hat, right? So it's a big hat. Problem is, the people that are making it didn't account for, like, the rest of the fucking material. So it's got these, like, horrible, like, these big dents in the side of it. So it's all, like, proportioned, all, like, smushed around and shit.
What do you mean?
It's an unusual size, so they didn't engineer.
So they didn't change any of this.
Why would they?
They just added. I'm like, because I asked them to make it bigger.
Engineers.
Okay, thanks. I'm just saying, I got a prototype from a hat, and it's crap, but it's a free hat. Well, I'm gonna wear it because it's a hat, but it was expensive.
Did you have more than one of those made?
No, fuck. I had the one made.
Wear it like I showed you how to wear it.
What would you sell that for if it was up to the standards of what you wanted to sell?
$50. Same as Mammoth.
Is that
sorry. Mammoth Headwear is another is a big head company that doesn't make sunglasses.
Well, don't talk about them. You're going to put yourself out of business.
Yeah, they make a good quality product. I want to match their quality product while you can buy matching sunglasses. Boosh.
We'll have to find out where they have their stuff manufactured at.
Yeah, I have been trying to find that. I think it's U.S.-based because I know I can find import records and I can't find them. It's pissing me off. Anyway.
nice hat. Why did you go with a bull?
Because of the name.
What name?
The name of the business.
Balls?
Bull True.
Bull True, that's right. We talked
it's
about
it. It's on the hat.
It wasn't that good, though.
It's on the hat.
It's on the hat, man. It's good. It's on the hat. It's fine with me.
Mm. I like it.
Is it a tax write-off?
It's a business. All right. Fuck's sake. But so, like, I mean, the quality. Feel this hat. I mean, it's a decent quality hat. Like, that hat.
I don't know hats, man, but.
That hat there, I'd sell for $25. Just because it's not as, like,
I wouldn't buy a hat for $25.
Yeah, but you don't have a giant head trying to find giant head hats.
Well, it's obviously customizable, so people can put whatever they want on it.
No, it's got just logo shit.
No.
It's the brand.
You want to buy a hat with a bull on it?
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just make it blank?
I'll probably do that, too.
You should.
What other objects could you put on there?
Yeah, what else would you put on it? What about the hot dog pants or whatever you had?
Hot dog style?
Yeah.
Put a hot dog on there? I wear a hat with a hot dog on it.
You can put a hot dog on anything, Derek.
You can put anything, Derek. Come on. Anyway, the bull is a great segue to that because, like, I like the hat, but it just doesn't. Like that
I like
Hawks
turtles.
Hat I got from where? I didn't hear it. What'd you play? Fuck you.
I like turtles. I like turtles.
Like my Hawks hat. That's a really nice hat. You know, from Northeast. So I googled them.
Your Hawk hat? I don't know what
Hawks,
a Hawk hat.
Northeast
Hawking
Hawks
hat.
The hat I bought.
I bought
last
a
year.
New fucking cowboy hat. Random, I guess.
Well, now I need to know this.
I don't have a picture.
Why
of it,
did you
sorry.
Buy a cowboy hat?
It's more of a hiking hat, not than a cowboy hat.
Oh, fuck you!
It's like a fucking Indiana Jones fedora, technically, I suppose.
Fedora?
Yeah, it's technically what Indiana Jones has.
Gay!
Oh, I don't have it ready.
Gay!
Yeah, that is true that Indiana Jones wears a fedora, though.
That's not a fedora.
That's the style
that is
of
not
fedora.
A fedora.
Let's look this up.
Give it a goog.
What? Huh? Style.
What hat kind of style of hat is it?
I didn't even have to finish typing
hat.
It.
Flat. Wow.
AmericanHatMakers.com.
Free hat.
Free hat.
What kind
free
of hat
does
Indiana Jones wear? Indiana Jones is one of the most iconic, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we don't give a shit. What's the hat? One of the nice things that helps film stand out is style and fashion.
What?
Timeless design, rugged charm, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to headgear, Indiana Jones won't be caught dead without his fedora.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, Shane.
See, no.
I told you, man.
No,
Fedoras are more than just the hat you see.
No.
You're going to find the exact same website. There's an entire website dedicated
this
to
this is not a fedora.
I don't that my
we
hat
need to get some outside advice.
My hat didn't say it was a fedora, but it looks like it kind of. It's just like it's a hiking hat.
Outback. Fuck. That might be a fedora. Oh, man, I'm thinking of a cuz a trilby is misidentified as a fedora. There was
the
a no that.
What the fuck is a trilby?
Another neckbeard hat.
What is that? What is a neckbeard hat?
You know, you know what a fucking neck.
Oh man, we
I'm
have
not
Bluetooth.
Doing the neckbeard thing again.
Yes.
Who's
welcome to Trash Talk? Thank you for calling in. Who do we have?
Who? Who are you?
Oh, am I supposed to say?
Oh, fuck off, Carly! God damn it! Why you call Carly?
So, do you know what type of hat you know who Indiana Jones is, right?
What the fuck would she know?
She might know.
Yeah.
Now, what type of hat do you think that's called that he wears?
She probably
let me look
heard
up a picture real fast.
She probably heard us.
She doesn't pay attention.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey.
It's like a... Fuck, I don't know.
Without looking up the name. Without looking up the name!
I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah, what's a picture look like?
It looks like a cowboy hat.
Yeah!
Is it but does it really hat. Look like a cowboy hat?
Oh, she doesn't know what the fucking cowboy hat looks like.
Didn't I originally say cowboy hat?
No, I don't know, maybe. No, no, you, no, you have all. A cowboy hat, not Indiana Jones cowboy hat.
I said I bought a cowboy hat. It's actually a...
It's technically a fedora. John's
that's
appalled.
Not a fedora.
It's a style of fedora.
We have a style of fedora. It's a fedora.
Yes, way.
That's like a mixture of a top hat and a cowboy hat.
That's a fedora.
That sounds kind of...
Lane knows his hats.
Does Lane know his hats?
I like to buy a new hat. A lot. So yeah, I knew.
Lane wears hats.
Hats are the best male accessory.
You could... Oh, I thought
what about mustaches?
Those cock rings.
No,
are
no.
You gonna buy a fedora cowboy hat now?
I already did.
Yeah, he's already got an Indiana Jones style hat.
Can
I get a whip?
She can't hear it.
Neither well, can I.
Clicked it twice. I clicked it twice for some reason. Shut off. It's not that gay.
Gay.
It's all right.
Not, well, thanks for calling in, Carly.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You qualified it with not that gay.
Yep, anytime.
All right. Hopefully we'll hear you call in again soon.
Stop it. Get some help.
Excuse me.
All right. Other local story.
What?
Hollering at your girl.
Yeah, what's this about?
Nebraska senator who name-checked a colleague while reading about rape is under investigation. Republican Nebraska lawmaker stirred a firestorm of controversy by repeatedly name-checking a fellow senator while reading a graphic account of rape from best-selling memoir on the floor of the legislature, and he's now under investigation
for
sexual harassment.
What does name-checking mean?
So one of the other senators in the room was a woman. Well, I'll tell you her name here shortly, but while he's... I think he was trying to get some book banned because it had a scene or somebody describes rape as a victim in the book. And so he wanted to block the book. And then while he's talking about it, he starts calling out a specific senator. I guess she's been raped before.
Jesus Christ. And what the fuck?
Yeah. But then he claims, though, he's like, oh, I wasn't actually calling out her. So this dude's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She has a brother that's also in the Senate who's Republican. So then even though he's looking at her and stuff and saying this shit, he goes, oh, I was talking about her brother.
Weird.
Whoa. I didn't think I just heard of it. I couldn't find it.
Steve Halloran of Hastings, legislature's executive board, is announced to be under that investigation by Senator Ray Aguilar, fellow Republican and chairman of the board. Aguilar said he filed the harassment complaint himself. Formal investigation will be thorough and by the book. Aguilar said, I can assure members of the body, legislative staff, and all Nebraskans that any and all allegations of workplace harassment will be properly investigated and addressed as provided in the executive board policy.
Wow. How old's this dude?
Not that surprised.
I guess it's what, 70s?
It's Nebraska, man.
Boomer as fuck.
I don't think he's the 70s. He's maybe 60s.
He's an old time boy from Hastings.
Good old
boy. Good old boy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Early 60s.
God damn, it. He looked that's an evangelical
it looks like preacher. If you showed me that instead of a preacher, I'd agree with you there. You keep fucking with your plug.
Are you
there,
sure?
I keep my cords short and I keep yanking on it.
Are you sure that one's plugged in all the way? Because sometimes it's probably a four prong or whatever.
Testing.
Is it that? I thought that looked like a 2.5 too, right? Smaller than normal. Derek, can you hear us?
Derek, can you hear us?
What Kinda. Is your problem?
There it is.
Why all right. do you keep how, doing
oh, yeah,
that?
Hey, how long are we going here?
I have one more story. And there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I forgot now. So,
was that a sneeze or a cough?
It was a clear in my throat.
Oh.
There is a fisherman
scared me.
That reeled in an alligator.
Okay.
But and being, being illegally held in captivity, possibly released into the lake.
Oh, I saw this earlier.
The officials suspect that.
Oh, so it wasn't in Florida. It was somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Oh, I was like, why? Like, who gives a fuck? People pull alligators all the time. Oh, it wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is this Montana. Albert, the 11-foot gator?
No, I didn't put this in the dock.
Yeah, it's just, he's keeping this one in his back.
No,
pocket.
It was only 3 to 4 inches.
The four gator?
Feet. 3 to 4 feet.
He has a fucking lizard.
It's still a pretty fucking big
that's
alligator.
A big, okay, you said, yeah, yeah. Feet, sure. Yeah, yeah. 3 to 4 feet. That's a different story.
The origin of the alligator is unclear.
They'll fuck you right up.
So, where is it?
Strand. Exotic.
Where did somebody capture? We're still a 3-foot.
A fisherman. Reeled in an alligator that wasn't supposed to be there.
A fisherman or an angler?
It says fisherman.
Because, like, a fisherman, to me, denotes commercial
fisherman. No,
commercial fishing.
No,
was this recent?
You know, I don't know angler. That. It doesn't say anything about that. It was recently, I think. Yeah, March 21st today.
What the fuck?
I read it today.
Iowa.
What'd you say?
I originally said Minnesota, but
you're both wrong.
Okay, keep going.
They also think they might be expanding their range. From border states.
Oh, so okay, so it's gonna be southeast ish.
Tennessee.
I was Alabama.
They're in Alabama.
Oh wait. Oh.
Derek's right.
Oh, okay. Well, Indiana, that's what I was thinking of Indiana. Not
Alabama. I know my borders.
They said there was reports of alligators in Tennessee before in other areas, and this is the first time it's happened. In like the northern area. Or
oh, great. Now we're going to have boars and alligators. And what's the third one? What was coming up here?
There's been alligators in Iowa before. Jeez. They think they've swam up the Missouri. Because it's pretty rare for someone to raise an alligator and no one like know about them releasing it, you know? It's obviously illegal to have an alligator.
If you raise an alligator, wouldn't you want to like tell people, like show people like, dude, check out my fucking
alligator. I have a story like
that. Yeah, you would. There's alligator farms though in places.
That's for meat though.
Really?
Why else would it be a farm?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Not pets.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they harvest pets. Them, I suppose.
All right. Well, where's Albert?
It's also for visitors. Like, well, people
that's
can
that's
visit.
A park. Alligator park.
Well, they call it alligator farm.
11-foot gator's seizure from man's home sparks backlash. Quote, kind of messed up. That's what a man and his thousands of supporters are demanding to know after state wildlife officials seized his 11-foot, 750-pound gator from his home.
Holy
Jesus.
Shit.
That's a big That's Florida.
Dude, that's as long as his room.
Yeah, that's huge.
Fuck.
Your guess is Florida? John, do you have a guess?
I mean, Louisiana. I don't know. Somewhere where they're native. That's how.
Yeah, they have to be to get that big. Could be a salt croc or is an alligator?
So the Department of Environmental Conservation officers showed up at Tony Cavallaro's residence on Wednesday, March 13th, after learning that he had built an addition to his home and installed an in-ground swimming pool to keep the gator. Officers accused Cavallaro of allowing members of the public, including children, to get into the water and pet Albert while the gator was unsecured.
Fuck.
Any other guesses? Your first ones were wrong.
Oh, so it's not Louisiana?
No, it's not Florida.
Georgia?
No.
Or
what? Alabama?
No.
Hey. All right.
You guys aren't even close.
Oh.
You have your last guesses now.
California.
Oh, Delaware.
You want to hear more?
Texas.
Give us a north, south, east, west.
North.
Was it not Delaware?
No.
Okay, Connecticut.
Are you asking is north of your original guesses or north of Delaware?
No, where? Hey, fair enough. What part of the America?
You're pretty close.
Connecticut. New York.
Yeah.
It's always New York.
It's all been New York lately.
You called that out earlier.
Did we talk about
the animal had too? Numerous health issues, including blindness in both eyes and spinal
Fuck.
Complications.
Jeez.
Turned over to a licensed caretaker until it could be transported to permanent care. Analysis of additional evidence seized during the warrant and consultation with a licensed veterinarian will determine any future potential charges. He said the agency said Cavallaro had previously possessed a license for the gator, but it expired in 2021 and was not renewed.
Oh.
He also claims he attempted to renew the license, but never heard back from the DEC when he inquired about recent changes to the for the requirements of having a gator. They ignored my emails and phone calls to make sure I did everything right, even though I should be grandfathered in. Thing was probably had bad back because it was in too small of a space.
Probably. Fuck.
That's why I had built that pool.
I keep the neighbor kids out. A gator in your pool?
Here's a picture of the gator.
He was inviting people in there, though. What? What's it's got a fucking jersey on it?
It's even on a putting green indoor. Jesus.
Is that just like
That's
placed on top
crazy.
Of him?
That's looks
yeah,
like
it's
he's
just placed on top.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What jersey is that? Like, what team is that?
It looks like a hockey jersey.
It's long arms for a hockey jersey.
Any of the names O'Reilly.
Oh.
I would guess. What's the, they have a,
Gators, maybe?
Can't remember the name of the New York hockey team.
New York.
Oh, yeah, New York.
Sabres?
I don't fucking know. That's a hell of a pet, though. I don't... Like, lizards is pet.
Well,
like,
yeah. Like, it's a reptile. You know, it's just a big reptile.
I don't get reptiles as pets, though. I just don't understand the appeal.
I like reptiles. They're just cool to watch. You don't have to play with them. It's just something you take care of and watch.
Like a psychopath? Or like,
kind of, yeah.
I'm in charge of
your
life.
You've never, like, watched a...
I have two snapping
feed,
turtles.
Though? Have you ever watched a snake feed?
Are you here for the feeding?
Yeah. Have you ever watched any?
Yeah.
Have you watched any reptile feed?
Well, yeah. A guy in a college had some kind of snake. I don't know what the fuck it was, but
just a snake.
It was like.
Have you watched a reptile?
A small python, but
all reptiles eat very interesting.
Like bugs and shit.
Oh well, yeah, some of them eat dry food too, though. You know, they'll still eat it interesting.
So you're just making fun of this thing. Well, eat like a moron.
So you say the same thing about birds?
Nice tongue,
and,
stupid.
And fish?
Fish just go...
Certain fish? Yeah.
Sharks
name
are fish.
One fish that doesn't just go...
Like sucker fish. They just hold on.
Not eating their whole...
What are we even talking about?
I
more?
Have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't
Did
know
Did you figure
why.
Out your last story, Lane?
Oh, I wanted to know your guys' opinion on a TikTok.
We've established that if she's hot and has Down syndrome, it's
that's
I.
So is that all you use TikTok for?
I don't know. Just, you mentioned. Let's make it funny.
Oh, it'd be an outlaw.
Call, just sure. A callback. Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
Let's see the TikTok.
I don't have a TikTok to show.
You just said.
I wanted to know your guys' opinion on TikTok.
You said on a TikTok.
You said on a TikTok. Like, show us a video. No, I said
on TikTok. Just in general.
I don't use it.
But
I use it for one very specific thing.
They're trying to ban it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking about.
You know, there's also a bunch of people in the Senate that or in Congress that are trying, that have interest in companies that if they do ban it, they were trying to force the hand of the whatever owns TikTok to sell it to America, or at least a version of it to America.
It has to change enough shares or whatever, but the propaganda on it will change.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC are like, and other people are agreeing against it.
Against what?
The ban?
The ban.
Really?
Yeah, it's like more the corporate politician. All the corporate Republicans and Democrats are for banning.
Yeah, because
it's all like the outliers.
Yeah, because
the far left and the far right are like no.
Yeah, because because if you kick out TikTok, then because YouTube Shorts has already moved in on TikToks.
There's some other streaming platform that they want to ban too. Not Twitch, but
I don't know.
Well, that's on the list next then. You know, once TikTok's gone,
because the Chinese propaganda machine. That's why they want it gone. At least under the pretense of that.
Yes, for sure.
But I'm sure there's obviously other money reasons with it.
Well, because some of the propaganda is fucking propaganda. It is probably bad for the fucking kids, you know? They want to put American fucking ideals and shit into
it. Yeah. If some American company buys TikTok, it's just going to turn into American propaganda.
America first.
Well, here's the thing. It's like,
if
we're going to get propaganda no matter what, right? We're going to get fed some bullshit.
Well, sure.
We just got an advertisement for the National Guard.
Ijon Netanyahu. Yeah.
So wouldn't you rather it be from America than China?
Well, you know, Simpsons, Ijon Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Ijon Netanyahu.
Do I like it in the ass?
No, the Simpsons with the Navy, where they're like the song.
Oh,
Eve on Netanyahu.
Some song. Oh, yeah, the pop band.
But it was backwards. It was Join the Navy.
That was an old one, man.
Yeah, old one. Yeah, that's what was funny.
Oh, yeah. But the government has done shit like that, too, though, in the past. So that's why Simpsons did it.
But, I mean, TikTok is very blatant how they do things. And I guess...
So are you
it's a lightning
for
rod.
The band?
I am indifferent. I don't care.
Yeah,
I just don't give a fuck. If we're not gonna get mind brained on something else, it's gonna be something else.
When I heard about all the corporate politicians that wanted to do that, and seemingly so that they could make a profit, at that point I was just like, well, fuck you.
How do they make a profit? Profit
because they have interest in the company or companies
that would buy it.
Yeah,
because they have interest in Google
or take over
Twitch and. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm just like, whatever social media that people waste their fucking lives on, they are.
Yeah. It seems like a very complicated subject because it's obviously like you don't want China in control of this, but I don't want the government to start banning things.
Shit. That does set a precedent.
Because then, like, we can't use any foreign, you know, things.
Fuck.
You know, not like God. Anything, but like a lot of other things could get banned.
I didn't even think of that.
You know?
Yeah, that sets a precedent to control media, which is fascism, which is Project 2025. And it's right in line with Project 2025. So.
No, I think they should just like reprogram
that's scary.
TikTok.
Because
it is China. Fucking like Chinese propaganda. There's got to be some middle ground where they can just like, hey, can we be in charge of the algorithm or whatever, you know,
it's private
for
company.
America?
Private company.
Well, then America needs to like buy shares into it, and like you know, I don't know how that works. Some sort of American company.
I don't think it's publicly traded.
Oh, I guess you probably.
Yeah, I don't.
You would think it would be.
I don't know about TikTok. Except it's annoying and.
Aren't they all like that though? Like,
well,
I
mean, I see everything I see on YouTube Shorts is just comes from TikTok. I know that, but
yeah, it's. You
just
know.
Shorts. These minute videos, which they're addictive as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I show on TikTok, but also TikTok annoys me.
It makes some good things. You know, some good things come out of it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I think, maybe we'll just YouTube Shorts. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't really use it that much, but that should.
I haven't heard of that.
Be the new you
really?
TikTok.
I spend 10 minutes taking a shit, going minute, 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 minute. I mean, it's just. It's also stuff interesting, like, you know, guitars. Guitar shit.
Yeah, I don't flip through it that much. Usually when I get one that I don't like, I stop, usually. You know? I thought I could train it that way to stop showing me shit.
So I have it low here. But, like, you know... You know, so he's a YouTube short. And here's YouTube short. That's Alex. This is really funny. You know, it's just like TikTok. It's just, but it's more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe so I'm already
on the sounds app. Like you support the TikTok because you like shorts.
No, I don't support TikTok. I support
YouTube shorts.
Sorry, I got distracted here.
So you want the shorts to stay, but the TikToks to leave? You want to see it?
Swallow it back up top to the girl.
Well, I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you had to go back to see it. Can't let it close, yeah. Right?
Right.
It changes every time.
Go back, yeah.
Because I feel like that's the thing. I was like, well, I don't want to see it anymore. And I realized if you shut it down or whatever, you program it or whatever. I don't fucking
know. Yeah, it resets. So you keep. Yeah. Anyway, but like, it's one of those things where it's pancake thinking, you know? Because so you don't realize. Well, I mean, I certainly don't. You just burn through 10, 15 minutes of mindless, like, oh, cool, oh, cool, oh, cool, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And enough, it feeds at you and learns your patterns. And that's what China used that algorithm to, one, block things, but also foster other things.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway.
Yeah. I'm not that big on China doing it, but either way.
Oh, boy. It's TikTok o'clock. That makes sense.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. It's been time to leave.
Yeah, I get it. Derek's already watching cartoons again.
Oh, I was gonna play a X-Men song. That was my last topic, but that's all right. I'll wait for you to watch it.
I don't know if I might. Are you gonna watch this X-Men show?
I didn't know about it. So yes,
it's on Disney
Plus.
Ah shit.
Yeah, it's Disney. It's Disney-fied. Anyway, fuck off, John.
Yeah, fuck off. Hey man, fucking.